go online about addressing, like, whether or not this is
No,
fact...
I mean, I think he said a couple times that there's no, like, clear agenda, and I'm sure that
really?
There's...
Like, he... Do you think he actually... I think it was pretty clear that there was definitely a message. It's, I mean, it's so relative to the times right now with sustainability and,
absolutely.
Like, all that. It just...
Well, and I think most directors always put some kind of political or some kind of statement in their films.
Yeah.
And it's clear that there are certain things in this movie that you think of that.
Right.
Whether it was intentional, people will argue about director's intentional use of things like that forever and ever. And the director can say, no, I didn't. And yes, I did, and people will disagree and believe what they want to, you know, because that's the joy of film, is it gets people to talk about stuff like that.
I think that dominated the underlying theme. I think the blue people, whoever they were more representative of the victims, not so much a race. Like,
yeah, yeah.
It was just like that could be a race. It could be just the liberal tree huggers, as my brother likes to eloquently refer to them, but it really is just, you know, the victims of the people that are trying to protect,
right,
the natural Mother Earth, you know, that they like to refer to it.
Yeah.
I
have you found your five words to describe the film yet, John?
Well, revolutionary is still one.
Revolutionary.
Unpredictable.
Nice.
I'd have to like really think hard to come up with a word, but it just the word that I would pick would basically capitalize on the fact that right when you thought that the pinnacle of the film or the most amazing scenery had been depicted, then all of a sudden there was a new scene.
Yeah.
So. It just, you know, this unpredictable sort of addresses that to some degree.
Right. I just think that, he just kept, like, one-upping himself through the film.
Right.
And you said it yourself, like, I have literally never seen anything like this before.
Yeah.
And then it happened again. You're like, oh my gosh, I've never seen anything like this before.
You know, even to the point where, like, all of the previews and stuff that I saw, like, going into it, and Rick said this on the way coming out, all of the previews I saw the bright colors, and I was like, really? Like, that's cool that we have a new technology that we can showcase and all that, but did we really have to use blues and pinks and oranges? Like, that seems a little bit...
Were you thinking you weren't going to buy that when you saw it on screen?
Yeah, I sort of thought that might be a little bit, like, distracting from some of the new technology being implemented.
Right.
But actually, it was, like... I mean, it made
just
it that much more, like, fantasy and that much more, like, captivating.
Yeah.
Captivating would be
another one of your words? Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent.
So what do we got? We got captivating...
Revolutionary.
Unpredictable.
You can borrow mine.
What's yours?
Liberal. Damn hippie movie.
Damn hippie movie.
That would be a spoken like a true Marine.
Can you buy 3D as a technology that you'd like to see in more films? Like, it didn't bother you that you had to wear glasses for 2.5 hours?
Not at all.
And actually, after a while, did you even notice?
No. Actually, I didn't have any adjustment. Like,
oh, really?
I put the glasses on, and I was, you know, in for the ride. I didn't have any, like, pain or any adjustment.
No eye adjustment there. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So I found it to be, and it definitely added character to the film.
Yeah.
When you could reach out and feel like you could rub someone's facial hair.
Yeah. I think it's my favorite part is the seamlessness between the CG creatures and the humans.
Mm-hmm.
Just perfect.
Well, the thing that I think, like the water.
Yeah.
The water, that was.
And
what,
the fire? That's water and
water
fire.
Water is
I've
a
seen.
simple element that's pretty complex. Like, that was pretty ridiculous to capture it. Like,